It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, as the Cubs start game three, we move on. We'll come back to the post game coming up a little bit later with Adam Hogue and Mark Carmen. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Joe Swanberg's going to join us. He's the director, creator of Easy, the show on Netflix. He's getting great reviews. Obviously, a filmmaker, Joe Swanberg, Drinking Buddies, Digging for Fire, Happy Christmas. And he has turned his attention to television. He'll be in studio to talk about the program, talk about that transition that's coming up. And also Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts will be in studio, Studio 435, a little bit later tonight. Well, yesterday, the Chicago Bears dropped to 1-4 with a loss to the Indianapolis Colts in a shootout. That's what it felt like. It actually felt, and I guess the question that I want to ask Doug Plank, who joins us now, is there such thing as an acceptable loss? Because I feel like in the NFL, this is the kind of loss that we've always wanted. The stumbling, bumbling, interception, fumble, Jay Cutler pout loss that we've seen so many times in Chicago. That's a different story. Yesterday, the team played admirable. They had the ball. They had a chance to win the game in the last couple plays and couldn't get it done. Doug, is there such a thing as an acceptable loss?
No, but you know, when you're 1-4, I think there is, because you have more losses than you have wins. So you have to find some happiness or some positive things in the loss. And for anybody watching that game, I was encouraged. I mean, you know, early in the game, they were very smart. They were throwing short, very manageable throws. I thought their running backs did extremely well. And, you know, their defense was playing very hard. And truthfully, I mean, they had the lead several times in this game. And it was not beyond doubt that, you know, most Chicago Bear fans thought they were going to win this game. And I was the same. But, you know, when the kicker came out, you know, Vinatieri, and was just consistent on those extremely long field goals.
That's crazy.
And the turnover had a huge impact on the game.
Well, let's talk about the positives, and then we'll get into the negatives. But the positives, let's start right at the quarterback position. Brian Hoyer played pretty well. I mean, throwing for just shy of 400 yards. The Bears put up 500-plus yards in total offense, something that's unheard of in these parts. Talk about Brian Hoyer's play.
I was so impressed with him. I think he was making the right decisions. You could tell that he was reading defenses for the most part. I mean, he was making great throws right on money. I thought that they were giving him offensive plays, too, that did not really challenge him in terms of throwing the ball down the field between two defenders. I mean, they were giving him very makeable throws. And I think the fact that he just completed 33 out of 43 for a 77% completion percentage, that's unheard of. So, I mean, yes, I mean, just watching the game up until really the very end, I thought the Bears were going to win that game.
Yeah, and, you know, as a fan, I mean, I'm standing and rooting for the team down to the last minute of the game. That's a good thing, especially when the Bears have the ball.
Yes.
They couldn't get it done. Yes. Obviously, like you said, the turnover, Cameron Meredith with a big fumble when the Bears. But even beyond that, again, that was after a catch. I mean, they were actually moving the ball. It didn't feel like it felt in the first couple weeks where the Bears seemed to be out of sorts. They were in sync.
Oh, they definitely were in sync. And, you know, and I know Meredith, that fumble really, you know, was just a striking blow to the game, you know, because if you have just one turnover more than the other team, you're winning somewhere around 90% of the games. So it goes to show you how critical turnovers are. And even though the Bears didn't turn the ball over a lot, you know, that one right there, I think, was really a big blow, because it's psychological also, Justin. You know, when you have a turnover on the game, you know, many times the teams don't take advantage of it and don't score. But just the fact that you take the ball away or you create a fumble or an interception from the other team, gosh, it's such a psychological effect on the team. And you could see it. You could see they showed, you know, the Bears on the sideline, and you could tell that they were definitely fired up.
Okay, so let's talk about the other offensive. I mean, we got a big game out of Cameron Meredith, who was subbing in for Kevin White. But again, all eyes are on the rookie running back, Jordan Howard, who put up 100-plus once again on the ground. This kid looks like the real deal. 2 weeks, people. I mean, for a rookie who's played now who has 2 weeks full of tape, I mean, are teams going to start focusing on him? Are we going to see a different Jordan Howard, or is this the real deal? Can we expect this kind of production from this kid going forward?
Really, I think I think, you know, his performance just spoke for itself. I mean, he was the right man for the right time. I mean, you know, what, he have over 100 yards, and I think he only carried the ball for 16 times, again, for over a 7-yard average. And that's what makes it so incredible, Justin. You go down and look at every one of these statistics, and you're going, oh, my God, they should have won this game. You know, he even caught 3 passes, I think, for around 50 yards. And, you know, he just did an incredible job. And I really, I was inspired, and I was hoping that they were able to pull this thing off, and I know it didn't happen. And, you know, you have to take into consideration, too, now, you know, they did play the Colts, and they don't have necessarily the best defense. You know, sometimes I didn't see really a lot of pressure, you know, from them, you know, as far as Hoyer was concerned. So he did have some time back there to look around, try to make an attempt, read the coverage. But, you know, you got two teams like right now, I just think, you know, in the Bears division with Minnesota and the way Green Bay's playing, wow, it's going to be tough later on.
Talking with Doug Plank. Doug Plank, of course, good old number 46, the great Chicago Bears safety. We're talking about yesterday's loss, the Chicago Bears to the Indianapolis Colts. Doug joins us every Monday here on the Download. All right, so let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. I mean, there's some playmakers that seem to be emerging. Bryce Callahan, the corner. It seemed like he got some play from the linebacker crew, Trevathan and Jarrell Freeman. But not much of, I mean, they ended up getting 4 or 5 sacks, which is good, but it seemed like the Colts were able to move the ball at will. I think in the first half it was field goal, touchdown, field goal. But the one thing about the Bears defense is it was a bend, not break. They let Adam Vinatieri on the field more than the wide receivers scoring touchdowns.
And you know what? Honestly, I expected him a couple of those long field goals not to make it. I mean, Vinatieri, I didn't realize just, you know, how good he was. I mean, I know he made 5 straight field goals in that game, but I was unaware of the streak he had going, you know, as far as consecutive field goals. And really, I don't want to say that the game comes down to that, but, you know, I think when they went out there and they knew he was kicking, it was automatic. You know, on the flip side, you know, the Bears weren't quite as lucky. You know, I know that opened up the door, the question about, you know, what happened to Robbie Gould? Why wasn't he kept? All these other sort of things. You know, it doesn't take long for a kicker to get criticism,
yeah, right?
Especially in a tight game like this. You know, who knows where you kick a field goal? You know, the team feels a little bit better about themselves instead of just coming off the field, not getting any points out of a drive. I mean, that means a lot. I mean, this game is really psychological as much as it is physical, because it's about how the players feel, you know, where they are in the game. And, you know, I just think that, you know, there was some doubt that was created, you know, after I think what he missed 2 in a row.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know, that was pretty devastating on that series.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, that was the one thing you take away, and you're just like, well, the kicking game, special teams of the Chicago Bears, not so great. I mean, for to make such a late preseason move to get rid of Robbie Gould, which seemed to be a cost-cutting move, but you could point to a sort of mediocre season the year before.
Yes.
To replace him with Connor Barth, who everyone says this is a professional, for him to psychologically blunder like he did, where 2 field goals in a row. They gave him a gift. I mean, they ran into the kicker, whatever it was. They gave him redo.
Really?
And he missed it. That was terrible. That was a big momentum swing for the Bears. And I really enjoyed that that the Bears offense shrugged it off and continued to roll.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it's, you know, that was one. I mean, both of those were long kicks. I'm not going to take anything away. What was 1 54-yarder and a 49-yarder? But you know what? I don't know. It's like being in a batting cage. You know, you miss the first ball. You go, okay, I need to hit it more to the right. I think he missed it right.
Yeah.
I think if I can remember correctly.
Yep. Right.
You know, you have to make that adjustment. I mean, come on. This is like miniature golf or something. You're getting a second chance to put it through the uprights. And, you know, you just don't see that many kickers miss 2 consecutive kicks in a row, especially taking 5 yards off, you know, the prior kick. So, you know, if there was one play, I guess, that really you could say signified this game, it was those 2 plays.
All right, so let me ask you a couple of long-range questions. One about the season. The Bears now at 1-4.
Yes.
They got the Jacksonville Jaguars coming to Soldier Field on Sunday. And then, you know, I mean, how can a team rebound from a 1-4 start? I think the Chiefs last year were 1-5, and they ended up making the playoffs. But let's talk about that. I mean, a 1-4 team with all the injuries, I mean, is it time to start working on some fundamentals and look at the draft board for next year?
Well, you know, I know there's a big discussion right now. What, they could put one player on injury reserve and bring him back? Mm-hmm. And I know Kevin White is in that discussion. You know, should we put him on injury reserve? And I know there's some other players that they're considering which might be able to come back. They'd probably rather put those other players, you know, because Kevin White, with the talent he has, of course, he was injured last year again, though. So, you know, this would, if they put him on injury reserve, this would shift his playing time now into next season, next training camp, to start getting confidence, to start playing games. You know, you just wonder, you start getting into your third year. The National Football League stands for not for long. So there's no guarantees you're going to be around, you know, in year four, especially if you end up getting another injury. You know, it's likely that he would either be let go or traded or some degree. So, you know, right now, I mean, they're in a tough situation. And the whole thing is, this is my own personal thoughts, Justin. I never really mind playing against the best teams in the league because, you know what, even under the worst scenario, if you lost to those teams, okay, everybody would say, okay, you lost to the best teams in the league.
Right.
Now, the problem is when you start playing the teams on the lower part, you know, that don't have a good record, maybe don't have any wins, and they somehow, some miraculous way, get a fumble, get a kickoff return, whatever, all of a sudden get points on the board and beat you, it's devastating. Because where do you go then? Who do you tell? You can't even tell your wife or your kids you're a good team because nobody believes you then.
Yeah, right.
You know, did you guys just lose to the worst team in the league or one of the worst teams? So it's I really feel for them right now because, you know, they are going to be going through a couple weeks here where, you know, they're going to have to perform. And obviously everyone is going to expect them to win. And also they're going to be at home.
All right, so let me ask you the big question that's on all Bears fans' mind. You know, we've seen a lot of Brian Hoyer in the last two games. I mean, something like 300 yards the week before, 400 yards this week. He seems to be in control, and there's definitely is an air of change or confidence with Bears fans with Brian Hoyer behind center. Do you stay with Brian Hoyer? I mean, I obviously lost the game yesterday, but do you stay with him if Jay Cutler's healthy?
You know, that's really a tough question, and I know, obviously, Coach Fox is contemplating exactly what he's going to do. I think from a fan standpoint, I think there's probably more fans that are on Brian Hoyer's side than Jay Cutler's. You know, he's not done anything really bad. I mean, he's done very well, especially this game here, very high off the charts, passer rating, 120. You know, the other thing, too, is when you watch a game, you know, I always like watching what impact the quarterback has, like the dialogue he's having with the linemen and the receivers during the game, going back in a huddle. It looks like Brian Hoyer is doing all those things. You know, he's got good communication going. There's good energy in the huddle. And, you know, sometimes when you watch Jay play, you know, Jay's a little bit more independent. You know, he just likes to do his thing, and he's not necessarily the motivational coach or, you know, speaker that's out there in the huddle. And, you know, he just goes and plays his games, you know, and even on big plays or bad plays, you don't really see any emotions out of them. To me, I don't know. I like to see emotions out of players. It helps me get excited for what they're doing, you know, as far as supporting them and encouraging them. So that's a tough, you know, Coach Fox, that's why you're the head coach. You got to make those decisions.
That's right.
And I think, you know, Brian Hoyer certainly has done very, very well for himself and the Chicago Bears.
Well, we've tried it the other way, right? I mean, Josh McCown was benched
for
Jay Cutler. Let's try it the other way. Let's just have Hoyer in and see what happens. I mean, it's a bummer that it's week, whatever, five or six here, and we're having this conversation. But it is what it is. Doug Plank, always a pleasure to talk with good old number 46. Joins us on the download every week after the Bears game. Doug, thanks for joining us, giving us your insight.
Hey, Justin, it's going to get better. Think positive.
I'm positive. All right, good.
Okay.